KVC Bank Ireland has announced plans which may lead it to leave the Irish market. It has entered into a memorandum of understanding with Bank of Ireland, which could see a deal where Bank of Ireland commits to buy KBC's performing loan assets and liabilities. Peter Rubin, CEO of KBC Bank Ireland, joins me. Peter, this came out of the blue this morning. Why is KBC looking to leave the Irish market?
Yes, good morning, Petula. Thank you for having me. I'm grateful to have the opportunity to outline what we have announced today between Bank of Ireland and KBC Bank Ireland. So we have indeed signed a memorandum of understanding that starts a process whereby we will explore the possibility for Bank of Ireland acquiring the performing loan assets and liabilities and the performing business, actually, of KBC Bank Ireland. We also announced that we are reviewing our options for our non-performing loan book with the potential of divesting also that loan book. And indeed, should those transactions complete, ultimately that would result in KBC withdrawing from the market. But I would like to stress
And Peter, for how long has KBC been considering this move? Were you motivated by Ulster Bank's decision to leave the market and further consolidation of banking here in Ireland?
Well, this simply has come about as a result of discussion between banks and the let's say, the offer that is on the table is a commercial offer that, in the interest of shareholders, we have to examine further. And I repeat, it is a process that is starting. We have not reached any conclusions, and any deal is subject to further negotiations and regulatory and government approvals. So we have to consider, actually, that offer that's there, that is our fiduciary duty also. But I would like to reassure customers and staff that, of course, their interests are also foremost part of that process. And you know, what we're looking for is a balanced deal that makes sure that the interests of shareholders, but also customers and staff, are equally protected. So there is a long way to go. My main message to customers today is they don't have to worry. Nothing is changing. We are open for business, and we continue to be open for business. And I think that's an important message. Yeah.
What does it mean exactly for staff? Could there be potential job losses down the road?
Well, it's far too early to talk about any aspects, also this aspect of a deal that basically doesn't exist today. And so the memorandum of understanding is really an announcement that both parties have a serious interest in trying to find an agreement. But that process only starts now. And indeed, finding a fair and balanced outcome for staff and for customers, and of course a deal that is commercially viable for both parties, those are the three elements that we have to carefully balance. We always have taken a very fair and open approach with our staff. We're not going to change that now. We'll continue doing that, and whatever deal might emerge at the end of this process will definitely take into account the interests of staff. And today, as I said, nothing changes for staff. We are certainly not, we're continuing, and staff will be there to service customers. So it is very, very early days, but both us and Bank of Ireland thought it was in the interest of all of customers and staff in particular that we would be upfront announcing our intention to actually explore this route further. And this is all that we're saying today.
Is the Irish banking market unattractive?
Well, look, we have been active in this market for many, many years, yeah, and I have been here personally now 2 years. And we have, I think, been the competition in this market in a very, very active way. So I think every market is competitive and has its own challenges. And in that sense, the Irish market is no different from any other. What's happening here simply is we have here an offer, a commercial offer on the table that, is of a nature that we have to consider this further. We have to explore that and balance that compared to what, of course, the commercial outcome would be of a prolonged stay in the market. So that's the process we're in.
Okay, Peter Rubin, CEO of KBC Bank Ireland, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Elsewhere, Grafton Group has announced that it has appointed Rothschild & Co to undertake a review of certain of its traditional merchant businesses in Great Britain, which may or may not result in the sale of some or all of these businesses.